Imagine your employer tracking every mouse click and keystroke to train AI. That's the reality facing Meta employees today, as the tech giant rolls out new surveillance software to fuel its ambitious AI agent development. It's a move sparking serious privacy debates and setting a precedent for how companies might leverage internal data for AI. We'll dive into that, plus a major law firm's AI blunder and what OpenAI has brewing. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Wednesday, April 22, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from Reuters, reporting that Meta is implementing new tracking software on its U.S.-based employees' computers. This software is designed to capture granular data, including mouse movements, clicks, and keystrokes, all with the explicit purpose of training Meta's artificial intelligence models. The company confirmed this initiative, stating it's part of a broader strategy to develop advanced AI agents capable of performing work tasks autonomously. This move, while aimed at accelerating AI development, immediately raises significant privacy concerns among employees and privacy advocates alike. Critics are questioning the ethical implications of such pervasive monitoring and the potential for misuse of highly personal work data, even if anonymized. Meta's decision highlights the growing tension between rapid AI innovation and individual privacy rights, setting a precedent for how other large corporations might approach internal data collection for AI training in the future. It underscores the intense race to build autonomous AI agents and the lengths companies are willing to go to gather the necessary data. Shifting gears to the legal world, the New York Times reports a prominent law firm, Sullivan & Cromlaw, has issued an apology after submitting a court document containing fabricated citations. The firm attributed these errors to artificial intelligence hallucinations, acknowledging that their AI tool generated non-existent legal precedents. This incident underscores the critical challenges and ethical pitfalls associated with integrating generative AI into professional workflows, especially in fields where accuracy is paramount. The use of AI in legal research is rapidly expanding, but this case serves as a stark reminder that these tools are not infallible and require rigorous human oversight. It prompts a broader discussion within the legal community about the responsible deployment of AI, the need for robust verification processes, and the potential for reputational damage when AI outputs are blindly trusted. This situation highlights the ongoing debate about the reliability of AI-generated content and the importance of maintaining human accountability in professional practice. In more immediate news, 9to5 Mac is buzzing with anticipation as OpenAI has teased a major new AI announcement slated for later today. The company indicated that details would be revealed this afternoon at noon Pacific time or 3 p.m. Eastern time. While the specifics remain under wraps, the teaser has sparked widespread speculation across the tech community about what innovative new product or capability OpenAI might unveil. Given OpenAI's track record of pushing boundaries in generative AI, expectations are high for something impactful, potentially related to new models, applications, or even a significant update to existing platforms. This announcement could further shape the competitive landscape, influencing development directions for other AI firms and setting new benchmarks for AI performance. The tech world will be watching closely to see what OpenAI has planned, as these events often signal the next wave of AI advancements. Moving over to Google, the Decoder announced that Google DeepMind is rolling out its new AI agent, Deep Research Max. This advanced agent, built on the powerful Gemini 1.5 Pro model, is designed to automate complex research tasks by autonomously navigating the web and integrating proprietary data sources. A significant feature highlighted by Google's official blog is the ability for developers to plug in specialized feeds, such as financial data, through the Model Context Protocol, opening up new possibilities for customized research. This development represents a substantial leap in autonomous research capabilities, promising to streamline data analysis and insight generation for businesses and researchers alike. Deep Research Max aims to reduce the manual effort involved in comprehensive data gathering, potentially accelerating discovery and decision-making across various industries. It signifies Google's continued commitment to developing sophisticated AI agents that can handle increasingly complex real-world applications. For a quick hit, The Next Web reports that Meta has significantly bolstered its AI division by systematically hiring 5 founding members of Mira Murati's Thinking Machines Lab. This strategic talent acquisition occurred after Murati reportedly rejected a $1 billion acquisition offer for her lab. Among the new hires is an engineer whose value is reportedly estimated at $1.5 billion, underscoring Meta's aggressive push to secure top-tier AI talent. Before I let you go, keep an eye on Google's next moves.
Mint reports that Google is assembling a specialized coding strike team led by co-founder Sergey Brin specifically to enhance its AI coding capabilities and directly compete with Anthropic's Claude AI. This initiative aims for self-improving AI models, with major announcements expected at the upcoming I/O conference, signaling an intensified rivalry in the AI development space. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Wednesday, April 22, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Your daily dose of AI news is always just a click away. See you tomorrow.